Wisconsin used to be a trailblazer, but now it's a straggler, according to our guest this hour. And we will talk with the founder of Blue Jean Nation, Mike McCabe, about how he thinks we should reverse that trend. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network. First, it's time to ask you for your support during our spring membership drive. As a WPR listener, you know that you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in. Now, we ask you to put a value on this program and everything you hear on WPR and make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Bill Martins joins me with more encouragement, Bill.
Yeah, well, first off, we got some good news because we heard from 11 listeners last hour. So we reached the goal. We surpassed the goal, I should say. So great job, everybody. Thank you for those pledges. This hour, we've got a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500. And this generous match is from current members, including Gene and Madison. And it means that they're going to match every dollar you give. It's their way of encouraging you to join them and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
These dollar-for-dollar matches are great because it doubles your money. It doubles your pledge. It doubles your impact. So you enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial-free. That means we do depend on other sources of funding. State and federal funding are essential to our budget, and those tax dollars deliver important programming to you every day. But there is another source that's also very important.
That's right. The single largest piece of the budget pie comes from you. Right now, federal funding is up for debate in Congress, and we're working hard to keep our funding as the process goes forward. Regardless of what happens at that federal level, your support makes all the difference. It's the backbone of our funding. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge drives are important times to hear from new members. Are you a new member yet? Well, if you aren't, you can take that step right now.
We make membership easy. Any amount you give can make you a member, and it takes only a few minutes of your time. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a contribution of, say, $5 or $10 a month. When you do, you make the WPR programs you count on every day possible.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years, and you can honor the occasion by planting a centennial forest in Wisconsin. Today is your chance to do two good things at once when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio. Let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio. Donate $5 a month to WPR and choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift. We're partnering with Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and they'll match every tree we plant. Celebrate with us. Make a pledge. Help build a forest. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Boy, you can't do better than that. You can plant a tree. You can support Wisconsin Public Radio. You can get your pledge doubled during this dollar-for-dollar match that's going on. So now is the time to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we're asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of any amount is needed and appreciated.
That's right. This is such a great hour to make that pledge. It takes just a few minutes to contribute. You'll have the good feeling of supporting the programs you love, and you can join, renew, or make an extra gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. That dollar-for-dollar match is in effect, and we have 39 pledges to go to reach our goal. So time for you to help us reach that goal. Time for you to double your pledge and help support a program, a service that you value. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
That's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. It's the first day of our spring membership drive, and get that pledge out of the way nice and early. It'll go twice as far. You'll be all set to go. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And thank you to Laura from Madison, who says, "You are the most enriching source of info in my life." Wow. Thank you so much, Laura. How about you? WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you later. Wisconsin used to be number one in so many areas, but we are slipping, according to our guest. Now maybe we're number one when it comes to the decline of the middle class, or bad roads, or slow internet. What happened and what should we do about it? The number to join us on air is 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Let me welcome our guest. Mike McCabe is the founder of Blue Jean Nation. He's the former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. His recent blog entry is titled Wisconsin's Biggest Problem. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So, Mike, what exactly is Wisconsin's biggest problem?
I think our biggest problem is that we used to want to be first or best in the nation, and now we have become content with being in the middle of the pack or even bringing up the rear. And so I think the biggest problem is that in a state that used to have a strong pioneering spirit and was really a state of firsts, we now have sort of lost that ambition to lead. We're now content with following what's going on in other states instead of leading and blazing new trails.
Well, why do you suppose we lost that drive to win or to lead?
I think it's just a generational change. I think past generations of Wisconsinites had this pride that Wisconsin would go places no one had gone before, and we have this long tradition. Social Security was invented here, the first unemployment compensation program, the first program to compensate people injured in the workplace, the nation's first vocational, technical, and adult education system. We led the way in development of highways and created the nation's first highway numbering system so people would be able to know where they were going. First automobile was built here in Wisconsin way back in 1873. The first car race was held in Wisconsin in 1878. And now you look at our roads, they're rated fourth worst in the nation. And another important measure of how we're doing in the 21st century is that we're 49th in internet speed. So, there used to be this feeling like Wisconsin should break new ground. Wisconsin should blaze new trails. And, your show airs on the longest operating radio station in the country. So we blazed trails in that regard as well with communications and bringing news and information to people. And I think that generational change we've got this attitude, well, maybe we can't afford to do that, or maybe we don't have the means to lead the nation anymore, and we've started to really clip our own wings and trim our own sails, and I think that's the bigger problem, and now we're in this sad situation where about the only way we lead the nation is in shrinkage of the middle class.
Yeah, so who's to blame? Whose fault is this?
Well, I think it's something that falls on all of us. Anybody who calls Wisconsin home is responsible in a sense, but then I think also there's been a vacuum develop at the state capitol. There's been an absence of political leadership, and I think both parties then bear some blame. There have been times when Democrats have been in charge of state government, and currently Republicans are in charge of state government, but whoever's in charge of state government over recent decades has not offered the people of Wisconsin a vision of what we should become. We sort of are content thinking about who we are and where we are today. But if you're focused on where you are today, somebody's going to pass you, and you're not going to be ahead tomorrow. And that's what really marked political leadership in past generations in Wisconsin, is it seemed that those political leaders were always looking ahead and thinking, okay, what do we need to do to advance our state in the next century? And we really have not heard politicians talk about an ambitious and compelling vision for our state's future in a really long time.
Yeah. So, Mike, what about those who would say, Wisconsin is too leading when it comes to getting rid of job-killing regulations and or a tax burden that is hurting the middle class in Wisconsin? What about that?
Well, you know, there are reasons why we lead the nation in shrinkage of the middle class. But if you know, presumably nobody should be satisfied with Wisconsin bringing up the rear when it comes to middle class development. Our goal, our vision as a state should be to lead the nation in growth of the middle class. And so we should be thinking about how to develop policies that take us in exactly the opposite direction of the direction we've been headed. We are leading the nation in the disappearance of the middle class. Now that really dishonors our state, because we should have our goal as being leading the nation in growth of the middle class. Well, that's going to take imagination about developing policies that really help our state do an about face. We've got to shift our whole economic development strategy 180 degrees. We're heading in one direction. We've got to head in the exact opposite direction. And nobody's talking about how to do that.
Brandy on Facebook says, we used to be the pioneers, but perhaps it's time we model ourselves after Minnesota. They do things vastly differently than our current government does, and they are doing vastly better. Your reaction to that?
Minnesota is pulling ahead of Wisconsin in by many measures. That's undeniable. And, you know, the interesting thing is we used to sort of be in a battle. We used to pride ourselves in having some of the finest schools you'd find anywhere in the country. And now the latest measure of educational performance nationally gave Wisconsin a C+. So we've allowed our schools to slip toward mediocrity. We used to argue about whether Minnesota or Wisconsin or Iowa had the best schools, and we would put our test scores up against those states, and we would feel like we were out ahead of Minnesota, and we've allowed our school system to slip toward mediocrity, to become more average. And so I would say, let's not model ourselves after Minnesota. Let's think about how we get better than Minnesota. Let's think about how we would actually pass them in so many of these different ways. But again, that takes a shift in mentality. That takes us thinking about coming up with a vision for what Wisconsin should become that's way more compelling than we've been willing to settle for quite some time now.
So is this a loss of the will to win, or, you know, this is this unique to Wisconsin, or have other states also lost this will to succeed?
Well, I think the thing that's striking about Wisconsin is that we were first in so many different ways, and we had this reputation as a pioneer, a policy pioneer, and an innovative state, and we've really sort of allowed that legacy to almost wither away, if not die. And so there are states out there that clearly have trimmed their own sails, that have sort of pulled back. They've come to the conclusion that maybe they can't afford to be as ambitious as they were in the past. But then they weren't leading the nation in so many different ways in the past as Wisconsin has. So I think what's striking about Wisconsin, this phenomenon is not unique to our state, but what's striking about it is that I think we've probably fallen farther and faster than other states around the country. We've gone from a state that really was known as a pioneer in so many ways. Kindergartens were invented here. Malted milk was invented here. Typewriters were invented here. Yeah, I can go on and on and on about the things that Wisconsin was first to create, and now now you're really hard pressed to say, here's where Wisconsin is really blazing a trail. That to me is not only sad, but it's unacceptable. For someone who loves Wisconsin, that's unacceptable to settle for that condition. I take great pride in being born and raised here, and I take great pride in Wisconsin's history. Well, I think we should be making a little history. We shouldn't just be resting on our laurels.
We're talking with Mike McCabe, founder of Blue Jean Nation. He is the author of the recent piece, Wisconsin's Biggest Problem, talking about why he says Wisconsin has gone from trailblazer to straggler, and we'll talk more about what we can do to change this. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. I'm Joy Kerdine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Kerdine, and this is our spring membership drive. It's day one of our spring membership drive. Bill Martens joins me as we are asking you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you, and WPR counts on you to keep these discussions going strong. So give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2255.
We've got a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including Gene in Madison, and your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 becomes $200, and so on. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been around for a very long time. As Mike McCabe noted, we are one of the oldest stations in the nation. It's the oldest, longest, continuously running radio station in the nation. So we are celebrating 100 years of public broadcasting this year. We have grown a lot over the years with 36 stations across Wisconsin, three networks, hours and hours of original live content every weekday, dynamic online content, and so much more.
That's a long list, and there's plenty of growing to do in the next 100 years. Our future is full of promise because of support from listeners like you. So make your centennial gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'll bet you probably pay your bills online, and I bet you don't miss all the extra paper and envelopes floating around the house.
Support WPR in that same streamlined way by becoming a sustainer. You choose a monthly amount that works for you, say 10 or 20 bucks, and you set it to come out of your credit card or bank account. It'll roll over each year, so your support of WPR will always be current. It's very easy to do. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I blew my $8 on this cable. I've got another cable just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Postage to send a care package to my son in Texas that was outrageously expensive.
It might have been dryer sheets on Amazon.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Kerdine with Bill Martens, and we are here to raise the money that keeps this station, that keeps this program on the air. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Hey, here's an idea. Find out if your employer will match your donation. Pledge now and then ask your human resources department about it. Even retired employees can sometimes qualify for employer matches. So pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and then find out if you can get your pledge doubled by your employer.
And it can be doubled by your employer and doubled right now because that dollar for dollar match is still in effect. You can give now and double your impact at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR will go twice as far with this dollar for dollar match in effect.
And this pledge drive, support the radio you love and do something extra. You can ask to plant a tree in our centennial forest as your thank you gift when you donate $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. We will talk to you in a bit. Well, according to our guest this hour, Wisconsin has lost its ambition to win. He notes the decline of the middle class in Wisconsin, our poor roads, our slow internet speeds, and more. And we are talking with Mike McCabe, who is the founder of Blue Jean Nation and the former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, about why this is happening and how our state has gone from trailblazer to straggler, talking about what we can do about it. How do we reverse this? How do we fix this? Do you think something needs to be done to make Wisconsin great again, or maybe you think Wisconsin is great enough? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Linda on Facebook says, I'm afraid we will have to work from the bottom up, school boards, village and town boards, to get things right again in this state. Find out where your elected officials stand on important issues before they are elected. Well, how about that for a prescription, Mike?
Oh, I say amen to that. I think real leadership will come from the people. It won't necessarily come from the folks who are in control at the Capitol at any given time. It really requires people to set the tone and to chart the course and do what it takes to make the politicians follow. I mentioned that we're now leading the nation in shrinkage of the middle class. Well, part of that has to do with the fact that we've embraced an economic strategy that involves showering tax breaks and all kinds of subsidies on a few hundred or maybe a few thousand of the wealthiest people in our state, with hopes that some of that will trickle down to the rest of us. And no, we've got to develop strategies for investing in 5 million people. We can't have an economic development strategy that focuses on helping a few hundred or a few thousand people. We got to invest in 5 million people. We should be leading the nation and turning the minimum wage into a living wage. We've got to boost wages. We've got a tax system. When you look at all the state and local taxes that we pay in Wisconsin, low and middle income people pay a higher percentage of their incomes in those taxes than the richest in our state. The richest pay the lowest overall tax rate. We have to change that to make sure that, again, people who are low and middle income have more money in their pockets. We've got to make sure that people have the 21st century necessities that they need to be successful. We need to make sure that we bring high-speed internet to every doorstep, every household in our state, and we aren't there. And we should set the goal of being first in the nation in internet speed instead of 49th. So those are exactly the kinds of things that we need to imagine about how we really make this state stronger. And I think it's by investing in 5 million people and not just a few hundred.
Let's take some calls. Mark in Green Bay is with us. Hello, Mark.
Hi, thanks. I'm a brand new member, just contributed to Joy Cardine's show.
You're great. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. And the real problem I see is that, and it's always difficult to do this, but we have to separate economic power from political power. Because wealth, really, in this country, the real scandal is that most of the wealth of this country is held by less than 1% of the population. But if that's what is also the political power of this country, then we're being run by oligarchy.
Yeah. So can we separate economic power with political power, Mike?
Well, of course we can, but we haven't. There's another area where Wisconsin blazed trails a century ago, or a little over a century ago. We were a state that blazed a trail in outlawing bribery. Now, the interesting thing is that bribing public officials was perfectly legal for the first half century of statehood. We became a state in 1848 and banned bribery in 1897. Shortly thereafter, in the early 1900s, we outlawed corporate campaign contributions and corporate election spending. So people back then, past generations of folks in Wisconsin, they noticed as well that economic power had gained total control over our politics, and they sought to separate economic power from political power, and they created the nation's first primary election. So they took the nominating process out of smoke-filled rooms controlled by party bosses, and they gave it to the people in direct primary elections. We were the first state in the nation to do that. Well, now we've really come full circle to the point where basically legal bribery has resurfaced. It's reemerged and just in a different form than what we had in the late 19th century. And so, yeah, we have to address that as well. We have to blaze some new trails in getting regular people back in the driver's seat of our government.
Thank you very much, Mark, for your call and for your support. George in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, George.
Yes, hi. Excellent show. You know, money isn't the answer to solving all of our problems, but money used for investment, like Mr. McCabe said, is actually going to be an important part of making Wisconsin great again. And I think that one of the things you have to do is, you know, people have this perception that was peddled by Republicans for decades that Wisconsin was a tax hell. And it was never the case, and it's much less the case today. And I think that if we want a lot of these things that would make Wisconsin a better place to live, we have to be ready to spend some money for it, whether it's roads or education, you name it. But I think that investment is the key, and unfortunately, Republicans don't seem to be very interested in it at all.
Thank you, George. Mike, what about, though, we have heard year after year after year that Wisconsin was a tax hell and that we are in the top 10, you know, states for high taxes. So, and George says that wasn't true. What do you say?
Well, you know, here again is a place where Wisconsin once blazed a trail. Wisconsin was the first state to create a tax system based on ability to pay, where your earnings determined how much you paid in taxes. The progressive income tax was a Wisconsin invention. And you know, the very wealthy who have sought to seize all the political power, they've decided to tell the people of Wisconsin over and over and over again that Wisconsin's a tax hell. But again, if you look today at all of our state and local taxes combined, the lowest overall tax rate is paid by the wealthiest people in our state. The highest overall tax rate is paid by the lowest the lower and middle income people in our state. And that's just wrong. That is a radical departure from the tradition that was created in Wisconsin by past generations that said that taxation should be based on ability to pay and that your earnings should determine how much tax you end up paying. We've strayed from that. If we get back to that, then we can start. But we have to first develop this mentality or this belief, this vision that we, to get ahead, we have to invest in 5 million people. We don't have to simply shower tax breaks on a few hundred or a few thousand and then hope that they spread a little of their wealth and let a little of it trickle down to the rest of us. That is a tragically flawed economic strategy. All it's done is created grotesque inequality. It's made the poor poorer, the rich richer, and it's made the middle class slowly but surely disappear. That's been our economic strategy in Wisconsin for 40 years now. And we've got to imagine a better economic strategy. And, you know, this is a state that blazed trails in that regard in past generations.
Clarence in Watertown is with us now. Hi, Clarence.
Good morning. Good morning. I really like the administration in Madison. I am glad Wisconsin has become a right-to-work state. I think that they have shown that organized labor does not own the state of Wisconsin. I've been self-employed all my life, and I think property taxes are just obscene. We're preparing to go on a fixed income, and the property taxes are just horrendous. And 60-plus percent of that goes to school districts for wages and salaries and benefits. And I don't understand. They were headed down, but our local school district snuck in a referendum on one of the off dates, and it passed by very, very few votes and new middle school and everything. And our kids have gone through those schools, and I see absolutely nothing wrong with them.
Well, all right. How about Clarence's property taxes are through the roof in part to fund schools, and I think he is hinting union wages.
Well, Wisconsin for many, many years, again, was a pioneering state in developing a system of shared revenue where money would be raised through a progressive income tax and then shared with local communities to keep property taxes low. And Wisconsin actually did much better than most states in the country in keeping property taxes down. We've abandoned that approach in recent decades. We have continually scaled back the revenue that is shared by the state with local school districts, with local cities, towns, and villages. We've curtailed that approach, and that means that those communities, when they're trying to pay for their schools, when they're trying to pave their roads, when they're trying to fill their potholes, when they've got expenses for picking up garbage and plowing snow, they have become more and more reliant on the property tax. And to me, that has a great deal to do with the abandonment of the approach that worked so well for so long in Wisconsin with our system of revenue sharing across the state. And you know, again, regardless of which administration happens to be in power at any given moment, I think Wisconsin has to look at the bigger picture. And are we content with leading the nation in shrinkage of the middle class? Are we content with being dead last in new business startups? What we've got right now is an economic strategy that's not working. And you know, it doesn't matter who gets fingers pointed at them for that result. But the reality is that here we are, Wisconsin leading the nation in shrinkage of the middle class, and we're dead last in new business startups. What that suggests is that we need to do an about-face in terms of our whole approach to the economy. And we've been going down a path for 40 years now that has led to rising inequality and economic stagnation. It's a failed approach. And past generations of folks in Wisconsin would look at conditions like that and say, all right, how can Wisconsin blaze a trail? And that is missing now. And even to the extent that we look at Minnesota and we say, hey, we should copy them because they're much more economically prosperous now. They've pulled ahead of us in so many different ways. Their economy is far healthier. Their budget is in better shape. We should copy them. I would say to that, no, we shouldn't be copying anybody. We should seek to get ahead.
I'm going to jump in because we will talk about how we can get ahead in our next segment with Mike McCabe, who is founder of Blue Jean Nation. We're talking about his recent piece, Wisconsin's Biggest Problem. He says Wisconsin's biggest problem is that we have lost the ambition to win, to be first in various innovative ways. Bill Martens is here now, though, because we are in our spring membership drive, and we are hoping for your support. Your support is the foundation of our budget, of our economy. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Joy, we've got that dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500 in effect right now, and we just passed that $2,700 mark.
Right.
So there is some room left for you to have your pledge doubled, and you can thank current members, including Gene in Madison. They're going to double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. So double your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're a part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. Maybe you've been for a long time. Maybe you're a new listener. Either way, you can be a part of our community of members, people who support the programs that they value.
If you've never given before, start with a pledge of $10 or $15 a month. Your pledge of any amount makes you a member and really does make a difference. It all starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like Wisconsin Public Radio because the programming is excellent. I feel like being a listener and a contributor that it helps me be a little more in control of what's over the airwaves. Wisconsin Public Radio is important because all of us as a community are contributing and helping to make sure that we get balanced coverage on news and also a very positive listening environment. I find humor, and I love the political discussion that covers both sides of the issues, and I think that's really important. I'm Amy Kocha from Green Bay, and I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can do that by pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we're asking for your support of WPR during our spring membership drive. You decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's $5 or $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the perfect amount.
And that perfect amount will be doubled if you make that pledge before 8 o'clock. We've got that dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500. And we are closing in on $2,800. So there is still some room for you to have that pledge doubled. But you got to act now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support for WPR will go twice as far.
Yeah, it's a good deal. And during this pledge drive, you can not only, during this hour, you can not only get your pledge doubled and double your support for this service that you value, that you enjoy, that you learn from, but you can also do something extra. You can ask to plant a tree in our centennial forest. We're 100 years old this year, so we have a centennial forest. I'll have to go visit that sometime. It's your thank you gift when you donate $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Get your pledge doubled. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bill Martins. We will talk to you in just a bit, and we will get back to our conversation with Mike McCabe, talking about Wisconsin's biggest problem in just a moment. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with the founder of Blue Jean Nation, Mike McCabe, about how to make Wisconsin great again. We wonder what you think. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have lots of calls, so let me just go right to the phones, Mike. Nate in Eau Claire is with us. Hi, Nate.
Hi. I wanted to say that in order to help the working class people, we need to address free trade, immigration. Both of those things favor capital over labor. And what's really hit Wisconsin over the last couple decades is the erosion of good-paying manufacturing jobs that used to support families. But when those factories can be located overseas and bring the goods back, or when we have unfettered immigration, it just drives wages down for working people. I think those two issues drove the presidential election. A very unpopular person managed to become president by capitalizing on those two issues that I think really do help working people.
Yeah, well, what about that? Donald Trump did campaign on, you know, on a fair trade and bringing back those jobs. He's trying to make Wisconsin great again, or what, Mike?
Well, you know, an important theme that the caller emphasized is that we've really had an economic strategy for some time now that focuses on a few rather than on the many. It focuses on trying to empower a few with the idea that those few will then make things better for the rest of us, that some of what they have will trickle down to the rest of the population. And on so many fronts, that basic idea has got to be confronted and in my view, reversed. We've got to have a strategy that focuses on empowering the masses. We've got to focus on investing in 5 million people, not a few hundred or a few thousand, with the hope that they will then perform some magic for the rest of us. That strategy has failed us, and it's failed us for quite a few decades, and it's why Wisconsin has now slipped to the point where we're leading the nation in shrinkage of the middle class. And we are dead last in new business startups. And according to this philosophy that we've had for four decades now, we were supposed to be swimming in jobs because these wealthy few would take what was given them and create a bunch of jobs. Well, it obviously hasn't worked. We're dead last in new business startups. And So, you know, all of this suggests that we've got to have an approach that focuses on empowering workers and not just empowering a few wealthy people.
You, in the piece, call for Wisconsin to become the first state to be fully powered by renewable energy, saying that it's only a matter of time before some state gets there, and it might as well be Wisconsin. Well, aside from bragging rights, what's the benefit to being the first all-green state or the first state to be fully powered by renewable energy?
Well, there's an energy revolution going on, and unfortunately, our own government is not a part of the race. And actually, government policy has often worked at cross purposes here. But, you know, some state is going to get there. At some point, some state's going to get to the point where it's fully powered by renewable energy. And I just think it should be Wisconsin's goal to be that state. And you know, that can help fuel our economy, because we can shift toward an economy that is building the components needed to power us with renewable energy. And that renewable energy, of course, then can save us an awful lot of money that we're now spending on fossil fuel. And, you know, this revolution is occurring, and it's going to be part of the 21st century American experience. And right now, Wisconsin is lagging horribly in the development of renewable energy. We are near the back of the pack in development of renewable energy sources in our state. Well, it should be our goal to be winning that race. And it's just a case of Wisconsin lacking imagination of what we can become in the 21st century, what we need to be successful in the 21st century. And that's why I say our biggest problem is not any one of these issues. It's the fact that Wisconsin has lost its desire to be out in front.
Dave on Facebook says, Wisconsin needs a progressive leader to start moving us forward again, investing in renewable energy and infrastructure to create new jobs. So Dave's on the same wavelength there. He also says, also, lead-free drinking water would be nice.
Oh, Joy, I tell you, my travels around the state of Wisconsin, water is a huge issue and a huge problem. And we used to pride ourselves on being the state with pristine lakes and streams and the cleanest water you could find anywhere. Mm-hmm. You go to Kewaunee County, a third of wells are contaminated. People can't drink what comes out of the faucet. I was just up in Eau Claire, was talking to people from St. Croix County, and even in their town halls, even in the local town halls, you can't drink the water that comes out of the faucet because it's contaminated. E. coli, salmonella, nitrates, high concentrations. And we've lost our way when it comes to drinking water protection, and we're watching lakes and streams dry up. Minnesota has always called itself the land of 10,000 lakes. Wisconsin's actually got more than 10,000 lakes, but we're losing lakes. We're actually watching lakes dry up in Wisconsin because we've run off the rails when it comes to water protection, and that's an area where Wisconsin again was a leader in the nation. We were out in front of the nation in terms of clean drinking water, protecting those natural resources, those lakes and streams. We've really fallen on hard times in that regard. That's a huge issue.
Carolyn in Portage is with us. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I totally agree with everything our guest is talking about today, and I think one way that we could solve a plethora of issues would be to legalize hemp and marijuana in the state, not be the last state to do it, be one of the first, legalize it. Growing hemp could clean up our waterways, clean up our land. Growing marijuana, legalizing that, the taxes could be used to fix the infrastructure, pay for our schools. It just seems like it's a win-win-win situation to legalize these cash crops and not, you know, it's like a $5 billion a year industry in Canada. Why do we not tap into this?
Do you have a reaction to that, Mike?
Well, we're not going to be first there because there are other places that, have moved on that front much more quickly than Wisconsin has. And, you know, Colorado, for example, is way out ahead of us there. But I think the bigger issue is I'm a big believer in letting the people decide. But the debate hasn't even really been started in Wisconsin. It hasn't really even been generated in Wisconsin. And we're not even really discussing that issue. And that's one of many, many issues that we're really not even participating in the debate around the nation. And we're just sort of hanging back and lagging. And it's that concerns me more than what Wisconsin's policy is on any one of these issues. It's the fact that we're not even really challenging ourselves to think about what we should become for the 21st century. And that I think, is our far bigger problem.
Nate in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Nate. We're almost out of time. If you could give us your main point.
Oh, well, I will say what I was going to say quickly, in that we should go back to doing campaign finance reform and ungerrymandered elections, because what we have now really hampers democracy itself. I was going to add that unions increase people's pay.
Right, and only because we kind of talked a little bit about unions. But Mike, what about fixing the election system, fixing the gerrymander, as Nate put it?
Well, as you know, I worked for 15 years running the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We worked hard to try to reform money in politics, worked for campaign finance reform, worked for redistricting reform. And Blue Jean Nation also is dedicated to the idea of getting regular people back in the driver's seat of our government. That's a necessary precondition for doing all the other things that we want to do, because unless people really have a voice and unless the masses truly have some political power, then we're not going to have, unless that happens, we're not going to have policy made that benefits the average person in the state. What we've got is a system where political power is concentrated in very few hands, and as a result, they end up creating policy that benefits very few people. That's a central problem, and it's been obviously a passion of mine for a very long time, and it's going to stay a passion of mine for a very long time, because to have a state that's good for all of us, that a state that we can all be proud of, we've got to have a government that is responsive to all of us, and we've got a government that's responsive to very, very few.
We have to leave it there, Mike. Thank you so much for being with us. Mike McCabe is the founder of Blue Jean Nation. And Bill Martins joins me for the last couple of minutes of this hour, when we still have a few dollars left on the table for this dollar-for-dollar match.
We've got about $500 left to be exact, and we have less than 3 minutes left to reach that goal. So come on, everybody, get online or get to the phones and make that pledge to WPR and get that pledge doubled. Let's not leave any of that money on the table. $4,200 now. That's a good sign. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, on this program, you hear multiple sides of issues, so you can make up your own mind, and you can count on hearing fair and inclusive conversations. Together, we keep up on the issues of the day, and we have fun, we follow our curiosity, and we learn something new.
There's really nothing else like this on the radio. It's something special, and your support is a vital part of what makes it possible. The single biggest piece of our funding is listener support. Make your pledge during this, our spring membership drive, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and support the radio programs you count on.
Yeah, just a couple of minutes here. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500 still in effect. There's still a room for you to take advantage of this. It's a great time to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you to current members who ponied up for this challenge, for this dollar-for-dollar match, including Gene in Madison. Apparently, Gene wants to be anonymous. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. So double the impact of your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got less than $300 to reach that $4,500 mark. Let's do it, everybody. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. 202-2552 and support the show, the shows that you love on WPR.
Join your friends and neighbors who believe in the value of WPR and believe in supporting it. It takes the support of everyone who listens to Wisconsin Public Radio in order for WPR to be as good as it can be.
When you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be doing your part to make sure the news and information you need is here every day.
Thank you very much, Bill, and thank you for your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.